shorter letter.
那如果犹太人不需要福音的话，这样罗马书就会其实会变成是更短的一份书信。
Romans chapter 2 through 7 and 9 through 11 would not be in the letter today.
因为二至七章和九至十一章就根本不需要收入在罗马书里头。
After chapter 1, Paul would just continue with chapter 8.Therefore, there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
因为保罗若是这么一来的话，保罗其实在第一章过后，他只需要继续写第八章，因为在那里说到，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Then Paul would proceed with Romans 12, present yourselves to God.
接着他就可以直接写第十二章，说要把身体献上给主。
If the Jews do not need the gospel, the apostle Paul would not have been so anxious about their salvation.
犹太人如果不需要福音的话，这样使徒保罗其实不需要为他们的救恩而忧心。
Paul wrote the church in Rome, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer for the Israelites is that they may be saved.
保罗他却写说，兄弟弟兄姐妹啊，我心里所愿的是向神祈求，是为了以色列人的救恩。
Now, if the Jews,whose worship and belief is so close to the Christians, need the gospel, how much more do the other religious people also need the gospel?
这么看来，其他人更加需要福音，因为尽管是以色列人，他们的这个信仰，他们的整个的宗教里头的那些内容这么靠近基督信仰，他们也都需要福音。
During the first century, the disciples of Jesus sought to preach the gospel everywhere,in the Roman Empire.
耶稣的门徒在一世纪的时候尝试在整个罗马帝国那里传主的福音。
Despite rejection, persecution, even losing their life, they spread the gospel.
尽管被拒绝、受逼迫，甚至会丢掉自己的生命，他们还是继续传扬。
They cross ethnic boundaries.
他们就跨越了种族的界限。
They preach to their own people first, then to the non-Jewish people.
他先向自己的民族先传福音，接着向其他的族群。
They cross religious boundary.
他们也超越了种族的界限。
They reach out to the people of other religions in Asia Minor.
他向这个小亚细亚里头属其他宗教的人来传福音。
They cross geographical boundaries.
他们也跨越了这个地理的界限。
Beginning from Jerusalem,
从耶路撒冷开始
they spread the gospel to Judea, Samaria, and to the entire Mediterranean region.
他们就把福音传到犹大、撒玛利亚，甚至整个地中海。
Okay, you need to change the slides now. The slide is stuck. So the disciples believed that every people in the entire Roman world needs the gospel.
所以，门徒们相信说，整个所有在这个罗马帝国里头的人都需要福音的信息。
The second application principle reminds us the gospel must continually engage. The church must continually engage in the mission of gospel preaching.
第二个应用原则告诉我们说，教会需要继续参与整个宣教传福音的工作。
In verses 14 and 15,
我们在
Paul poses the church these questions.
保罗在14和15节里头问他的这个教会这些问题。
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in?
他说，然而人未曾信他，那他怎么求他呢？
How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
如果没有听见的话，那他们怎么信呢？
How can they hear without someone preaching to them?
如果没有人传给他们听，那他们怎么听呢？
And how can they preach unless they are sent?
再来就是，如果没有人被差出去传的话，这样怎么样去传道呢？
The central idea of these rhetorical questions are clear.
这些反问句的中心思想其实是很明朗的。
The church must send people to preach the gospel.So that others may hear about Jesus and believe in him.
就是教会需要差遣人家出去传福音，以致好让其他人可以听得到。
We must send so that the gospel may be preached.
我们要差遣以致福音能够得到广传。
The gospel must be preached so others may believe.
那福音要被广传，好让他人能够相信。
People need to hear so that they may believe and call on the Lord Jesus.
而人们，他们需要相信，以致他们懂得来呼求主耶稣。
So the church must send mission workers to proclaim the gospel.
所以教会要差宣教士，或者是差派人出去传福音。
Sending people means caring, supporting,
差遣
partnering with the mission workers in their fields.
差遣包括去扶助、去关怀，而且呢，去关爱在这个合场上的同工。
Some churches like the Zion Bible Presbyterian Church have a missionary care ministry.
比方说，这个西安杜西长老会，他们就有一个去关爱宣教士的事工。
Once a year, the church will send members to visit and encourage missionaries in their fields if the situation permits.
一年一度，如果是情况许可的话，他们都会差派他们的会友到合场那里去关怀宣教士。
However, many churches are facing a greater problem today.
但更多教会所面临的是一个更大的问题。
How can the church send if there's no one to send?
那就是如果没有人可以差派的话，那教会差派谁呢？
How can people go if they do not know the what's and the where the mission needs are?
而且如果会有他们不晓得在合场上有什么需要的话，这样而且要往哪里去，这样他们怎么被带动呢？
How can they know about mission needs if there is inadequate mission education?
如果他们没有得到所需要的那个教育的话，他们又怎么知道合场上的需要？
When mission emphasis is lacking, churches may develop apathy to people's spiritual needs.
当我们没有把这个关注注意力放在这个宣教事工上的时候，这样教会可能就有一股所谓的木气，或者是无动于衷的那种情况。
We may see non-Christian around us, but we cannot see or feel their needs for Jesus.
我们看到我们周围是有非信徒，可是我们不能感受到他们对主耶稣的需要。
We do not have the motivation.As well as the readiness to testify the reality of the Creator God in our lives.
我们没有那个原动力或者一个准备好的那种心的那种姿态去传主耶稣。
The greatest hindrance to proclaiming Christ in our life is when we think, talk, and behave like non-Christians.
传福音最大的障碍来自我们自己。当我们的这个思想和我们的生活都不像基督徒的时候，那就是障碍。
When we are living like non-Christians, we have become like salt that has lost its flavor.
当我们活着像一个非基督徒的时候，那我们就好像失了味的盐。
As a church, we must wake up to our calling to be light and salt in our society.
成为一个教会，我们要觉醒自己是要做光做盐。
We have the mission to lead others to true worship.
我们有个带领其他人来做一个真正的敬拜的这个使命。
We must engage in discipleship to teach believers to observe all Jesus has commanded us.
我们需要培训我们的门徒，教导他们去服从基督所命令我们的。
It is not just teaching to increase Bible knowledge.
不是教导他们，以致他们有更多的这个圣经的这个认识。
It is teaching believers to observe, to observe, to observe what Jesus has taught us.
而是带领他们懂得去观察认识耶稣所教导的。
For meaningful starts, let us be consistent.
这样的话，一开始我们首先要有一个，我们要一致。
Let our lives and works in the other 6 days be consistent with our worship on Sunday.
让我们在周一到周六的那个生活等等的和我们礼拜天所宣扬的一致。
Let's be informed.
第二，让我们要有认识。
Know what's going on in the mission fields.
要知道在这宣教工厂所发生的是些什么事情。
Let us be exposed. Try to go on mission trips.
第三，让我们要也去累积一些经历，让我们去一些短宣。
Then let us participate, contribute to missionary care, prayer, and support.
最后，也让我们多去参与，让我们去参与。关于关怀、支持宣教士等事工。
One opportunity to participate in mission is to consider a second career Christian ministry.
其中一个我们可以参与的方式，就是所谓的有一个第二度的一个专业的职业。
Those among us who are approaching 60 or retirement age, you may want to consider giving whatever time and strength you have left to God.
我们当中如果接近退休的话，就应该退而不休，然后我们想看怎么样把我们的时间精力奉献给上帝。
George was the oldest student in class. He was 61 years old.
乔治他是在班上最年长的这个学生，他当时61岁。
All his fellow classmates called him Uncle George.
他的朋友们都叫他乔治叔叔。
Uncle George was a retired businessman.
叔叔以前做生意。
In 1985, he went to the Baptist Theological Seminary to do a three-year diploma.
在1985年呢，他就到了这个浸信会神学院去做了一个去修读一个三年的课程。
After his graduation, Uncle George was ordained by his church, the Grace Baptist Church.
叔叔毕业后呢，被教会按立。
And he was sent to Macau as a missionary.
然后呢，他就到了澳门去当宣教士。
Then Reverend George served as a pastor together with his wife in a Cantonese church.In Macau.
然后呢，乔治牧师呢就在这个澳门那边，在个广东教会里头服侍。
They served for 9 years, from 1989 through 1998.
他们从1989年至1998年在那边服侍了，一共九年。
Okay. Uncle George's example is not an isolated incident.
那这个乔治牧师他的这个例子并不是唯一的一个个案。
Since the year 2000, I've seen many Uncle Georges in the theological college, preparing themselves for a second career.
现在有很多叔叔都去神学院报读。
If you are approaching 60, and the Lord has blessed you with reasonable good health and strength.You may consider serving God in a full-time ministry instead of working until 67.
如果您已经接近67岁呢，而且还能够吃得、跑得、走得、坐得的话，这样就请您把生命贡献给上帝，而不是一直工作至67岁。
Now, a second way we may participate in mission is to go on a mission trip.
第二个管道就是我们去参与一个短宣或者是一个宣教队。
Jubilee Church has been helping out with the outreach at 大谷地。
喜年堂在这个大谷地呢，一直有一些外展的工作。
You might want to participate in the 2016 trip.
你可能明年想要和教会一起去走走。
Mission trips are real-life classroom where we can receive up-to-date education in mission.
短宣队就好比一个现实的课堂，我们都能够在那边看清楚到底宣教怎么一回事。
A third way we may participate in mission is to go on a short-term mission work.
第三个管道呢，就是去一个所谓的短跟中期型的一种的短宣的宣教。
There are mission programs that will require a longer time of commitment.
有些宣教项目呢，需要稍微长一些的时间。
Jackie Pullinger, an American missionary in Hong Kong, has been reaching out to drug addicts and prostitutes in Temple Street.
这位宣教士呢，他就在香港的庙街，在那边向当地的那些吸毒者和妓女们呢传福音。
She expresses the needs for a longer mission commitment in for volunteer works.
她就曾说呢，要做这样的一个事工需要更长的时间。
She said, in 2 weeks, you may pull some victimized girls out of the brothels, but you cannot rescue their souls out of the world of darkness.
她说，如果你只用2个星期时间，你可能能够就是说带领一些娼妓们呢走出妓院，可是你要帮助他们的灵魂走出黑暗，那你需要更长的时间。
Now, who will help these women to live normal lives and walk in the Lord when you leave after 2 weeks of contacts?
那他又问说，如果我们2个星期后我们就拍拍屁股走人的话，这样谁能够帮助这些人呢去跟随上帝？
They will revert to their former ways and suffer even more.
他们只会走回老路，活更加苦的生活。
Some short-term missions require 1 to 2 years commitment in view of the ministry nature.
那有些短或者所谓的中期的这样的一些宣教需要1到2年的时间。
One short-term mission work that is well known to many churches is serving with the OM, Operation Mobilization.
那其中一个教会比较知道的或者比较晓得的这样的一种的宣教是跟这个 OM。
The ship Logos Hope will take the staff to many countries to do outreach works.
这艘船不是 cruise 啊，它会带很多人呢去到世界不同的地方。
A fourth way to do the work of the gospel is to consider the full-time Christian ministry calling.
好，第四个就是来真的了，就是全时间侍奉。诶，剩下的也是真的，对不起。
No pastors or missionary will live forever.
那没有这个牧者或者宣教士是真的是永远都不会死的。
They need to be replaced eventually.
他们有时会被取代，我听很伤心，你懂吗？没有关系。
When Dr. Chua Hao Chuan went home to be with the Lord, it is not easy for the OMF ministry to find someone to take over his work.
当我们的蔡孝全宣教士他被召回天家的时候，也有人需要来继续他的工作。
Do not think, what a waste. My children study so much to get a bachelor's degree, master's degree. Now they want to be a pastor or missionary.
家长们请不要认为说我的孩子读了这么多书，结果他们要跑去当牧者或者是宣教士，这是真很可惜的。不要这么想。
Good education actually equips a person to serve God better and the community more effectively.
良好的教育其实帮助我们更有效的去服侍我们的社群。
Dr. Tan Lai Yong is a medical missionary and a preacher.
这里是一位陈来勇医生。
In 1996, his church sent him to serve as a missionary in southwest China.
在1996年呢，他的教会差派他到中国的西南部去服事。
For 14 years, he lived among the extremely poor villagers in Yunnan.
他在当地和这些极为贫穷的人民呢，共一同生活了14年。
He treated diseases and illnesses.
他在那边帮忙治病。
He trained farmers in basic medical and dental care.
他也训练当地的这些农民怎么去看病。
After returning to Singapore in 2010,
他在2010年回归新加坡之后，
he did a master's degree in public administration to serve the community better.
他就去修读了一个公共管理的硕士学位。
Now Dr. Tan Lai Yong teaches a course at the university town called Hidden Communities.
那现在呢陈医生他就在大学里头教一门课叫做那个被隐藏的社体。
He trains students to look into the plight of the elderly who live alone.
他帮忙学生去能够看得清楚这些独居老人的困境。
The struggles of ex-offender to find a job.
而且这些有前科的人帮助他们如何去找到工作。
Youth who are not doing well enough in studies.
青少年如果是在这个课业上有问题的话。
And the poor living conditions of the migrant workers.
还有这些就是客工们他们的这个生活的这些难处，他也教导他们去看这一切。
Now, if you want to do a crossover project, this is the real type of crossover project that ought to be done.
敏感的字出来了。如果你要做这个 crossover project 的话，就是这么做。
God has use of whatever training, education, or life experiences you have to advance the gospel.
上帝他将会用你所懂的、会的去让他的这个福音得到传扬。
There is no gift too small for God to accept.
我们没有一样的恩赐对上帝来说是小到他不可以用的。
And there's no gift too costly that God is unworthy to receive.
我们也没有什么恩赐是这么昂贵以致上帝不配的。
We need to give God the best we can give.
我们应该把我们最好的献上给上帝。
Let me illustrate with the reception of the president at the National Day Parade.
让我以这个总统他在这个国庆日的这个操兵叫做什么哈？就是在这个 NDP 突然间想不到啊，他们在那边总统怎么样被迎接的那个情况来做一个例子啊，国庆庆典对。
So when the president arrives at the parade ground, there is always someone to open the car door to welcome him.
当总统来到这个国庆庆典的时候呢，总有人为他来开车门。
The one who opens the car door for the president will not be an ordinary car park attendant.
那个帮他开车门的应该不是一个在，就是在一个停车场管理员这样。
Instead, the highest ranking officer in the SAF is appointed for this very simple task.
而是在国防部的这个最高级的这个官员就会来做这样的一件事。
We think just opening the car door only what? Why must call an army general to do that?
那我们会认为只是开车门嘛，为什么需要一位将军呢？
Because the person in the car is the president of Singapore.
因为那个在车里头的是总统。
Opening the car door is no longer an ordinary task.
那为总统开门呢？那个门也变得不一样了。
It becomes a great honor to the one doing the job.
对那个来做这件事情的人呢，的确是一种荣誉。
In the full-time Christian ministry, the one whom we serve is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
在全职的这个基督信仰侍奉里头，我们所侍奉的对象是万王之王、万主之主。
So we ought to give the best.That we can give to serve Jesus.
所以我们应该把我们最好的献上给耶稣基督。
It should be considered as an honor to give your children to serve Jesus, not a sacrifice.
我们如果能够把孩子献给上帝用的话，这是我们生命中的一种荣誉，而不是牺牲。
Whether our gift is little or much,
不管我们认为自己的恩赐算是少或者多
，small or great,
是小或者大
，the Lord deserves the best that we can give.
上帝都配得我们能 所能够献上给他那些最好的。
The church must continually engage in the mission of gospel preaching.
教会要继续参与这个传福音的事工。
The third and the final application principle we look at reminds us that the work of the gospel requires much patience and perseverance.
第三个应用原则提醒我们说，传福音的这件事需要更多的耐心和毅力。
In Romans 10:13, Paul expresses his strong conviction. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
保罗在十章十三节那边，他就很斩钉钉地说，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
Let us understand what Paul means when he says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord.
让我们来明白一下，他说凡求告主名，这句话是什么意思？
To call on the name means to worship.
求告其实就是敬拜。
An example is in Genesis 12:8, Abraham built an altar and he called on the name of the Lord.
其中一个例子，我们能够在这个创世纪第十二章八节找到，那里呢，亚伯拉罕他就建了一座坛，然后他就敬拜上。
In this context, it means Abraham constructed an altar to worship the Lord.
在那段经文里头呢，等于说是亚伯拉罕他建了一个坛，是用来敬拜上帝的。
Now in Romans 10:13.Paul quoted Joel chapter 2:32 to urge the Jews to trust in Jesus for salvation.
那么在十章三十二节呢，保罗其实应用了约珥书二章三十二节来鼓动他们要信靠耶稣。
In Joel 2, the prophet preaches that when God's judgment befalls Judah, those who worship the Lord, not those who worship idols or foreign god, those who worship the Lord will be saved.
因为在约珥书那边说，当上帝的审判来临的时候，那些真正敬拜上帝的人，他们将得救。
In the Hebrew context, the word Lord refers to Yahweh.
那么在这个希伯来文里头，主这个字其实 是指耶和华上帝。
Yahweh is God's covenant name.
耶和华其实是上帝与人民立约的时候所用的名字。
While addressing his fellow Jews, Paul applies.The calling of the name of Yahweh to Jesus.
那当保罗在传递这个信息的时候，他就用耶和华这个名字，这样的一个名字来跟他们说，来跟他们传递信息。
Now, as the Jews only worship Yahweh as their only God, Paul explains to them.
那由于这个犹太人他们唯独敬拜耶和华，保罗就用耶和华这个名字来在他在写信的时候用耶和华这个名字。
If you worship Jesus, you are not worshiping another God because Jesus is the same God who made the covenant with Israel at Mount Sinai.
保罗他其实要说的就是，当你敬拜耶稣的时候，你其实不是敬拜别神，因为是同一位神，是那位在西乃山立约的上帝。
So we may worship, the Jews may worship Jesus because he is the Lord Yahweh.
那以色列人可以敬拜耶稣，因为他也就是耶和华上帝。
However, the Jews continued to react against the gospel for various reasons.
不过这些基督徒他们对耶稣的他们对敬拜耶稣这件事情还是继续产生反弹。
They reacted because they could not understand.
他们反弹是因为他们其实不明白。
They thought, if we can attain righteousness by believing in Jesus, then God must have played us out in giving us the Torah.
他们会认为说，如果我们只要信耶稣就能够得救的话，叫上帝给我们妥拉，其实是其实也就是不正确了。我们已经被上帝所玩弄吧。
That was why in chapter 4, Paul explained to them how the same principle of faith works in Abraham's life.
所以在罗马书四章呢，保罗就用亚伯拉罕，他就对，保罗就用信心怎么在这个亚伯拉罕身上有一种作用来解释给当地的人听。
A second reason why the Jews rejected the gospel is because they could not accept.
那另一个犹太人会拒绝福音的原因，是因为他们其实接受不来。
They could not accept a crucified Messiah.
他们不能接受说一位弥赛亚其实会被钉死。
They could not accept the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ instead of the Torah.
他们不能够接受说义是来自耶稣而不是妥拉。
They could not accept the worship of Jesus as Yahweh.
他们不能够接受说耶稣就是耶和华上帝。
They could not accept that Gentiles can be saved without becoming a Jew first.
他们不能够接受说外邦人能够在成为犹太人之前能够得救。
Another reason why the Jews reacted is they were obstinate.
另一原因就是犹太人很顽梗。
Paul exposed his fellow Jews as disobedient as an obstinate people.
保罗说他的同胞都是一些很不顺服、顽梗的人。
Even when many of them could fully understand what Paul was talking about, they still would not call upon the name of Jesus.
因为即便他们都能够明白保罗所说的，他们还是不愿意呼求耶稣的名。
However, the gospel must still be preached to difficult to reach people.
但是呢，对这些不容易接受福音的人，福音仍旧要传到他们那里。
So Paul quoted from the Old Testament to show that his fellow Jews has been disobedient and obstinate since Isaiah days.
所以保罗呢，他就引用旧约经文来说，从大概以赛亚的那些日子开始，他的同胞就已经是很不顺服而且顽梗。
Let's listen to the Chinese reading, verses 19 through 21.
让我们来看这个罗马书第十章第十九至二十一节的经文。19 to 21. 好。
Isaiah says, "Not who has believed our message."
20. Okay. 好，从二十到二十一节，以赛亚又放胆说：“没有寻我的，我叫他们遇见；没有呼求我的，我向他们显现。至于以色列人，他说：我整天伸手招呼那悖逆倔强的百姓。”
Despite the facts that the Jews were stubborn, Paul continued to yearn for the salvation of his fellow men.
那即便这些犹太人都很固执，可是保罗还是继续寻求他们的救恩。
In Romans 9:2, Paul expresses his deep desire for his fellow men's salvation.
保罗在罗马书九章也继续谈到他很渴望看到他的同胞得救。
Paul said, "My heart is filled with bitter sorrow and unending grief for my people." My Jewish brothers and sisters, I will be willing to be forever cursed, cut off from Christ as go to hell, if that would save them.
他说：“我是大有忧愁，心里不停伤痛，因为弟兄，我骨肉之亲，即使自己被咒诅，也与基督分离，我也愿意。”
The gospel still must be preached to difficult to reach.
简言之，对那些不容易接受福音的，我们继续要传达福音的信息。
The work of the gospel requires much patience and perseverance.
传福音的工作需要更多的耐心和毅力。
In the history of mission, many gospel preachers do not see favorable results within the first 5 years of their hard work.
在基督教宣教史里头，很多宣教士在他们开始工作的前五年都看不到什么成绩。
Some missionaries only experience fruits bearing after 8 years of labor.
好些他们只在工作了八年之后才开始看到了出熟的果子。
Some after 13 years.
有的甚至超过13年之后。
Some only after they died.
有的甚至是尿尿之后。
One example to note is James O. Fraser.
那其中一位宣教士有这样的经历，就是 James O. Fraser.
He's an OMF missionary to Yunnan.
他也是一个属于海外基督使团的一个宣教士。
It was 12 years after his death that there were 3,000 Li Su Zhu people who became baptized believers.
因为只有在他过世以12年之后，才有3000个他去工作的那些利苏族人成为基督徒。
And in 2006, a mission report shows that 80% of the Li Su people in Yunnan are Christians converts.
然后在2006年的这个报道说，有超过八成的利苏人已经成为基督徒。
preaching the gospel requires much patience and perseverance.
传福音需要更多的耐心和毅力。
In Revelation chapter 7, we read.
然后我们在这个启示录第七章，我们看到这样的经文。
Let's hear the reading in Chinese, verse 9 through 10.
启示录七章第九至十节说：这些事以后，我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来。是从各国各族各民各方言来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白袍，手拿棕树枝，他们大声喊着说，神恩属于坐在宝座上我们的神，也属于羔羊。
In heaven there shall be people from every tribe, nation, ethnicity and language standing before the throne。
在天上将由来自各国各族的各民站在上帝的宝座前。
Let us remember the Apostle Paul questions in Romans 10 whenever we think of John's vision in heaven.
当我们每想到约翰的意象的时候，让我们也谨记使徒保罗在罗马书十章所给予我们的问题。
How then can they call on the one they have not believed in?
保罗说，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？
How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard?
未曾听见他的，怎能信他呢？
How can they hear without someone preaching to them?
没有传道的，怎能听见呢？
The gospel of Jesus must first be preached.
上帝，主耶稣的福音要先被传扬。